Ukraine security issue.
Russian forces have again attacked Ukraine's energy facilities. According to Valentin Reznichenko, head of the Dnipropetrovsk Region Military Administration, in the small hours of Thursday, Russian missiles struck an industrial enterprise and an energy infrastructure facility in Kryvyi Rih district, causing serious destructions, but fortunately without casualties. On Wednesday, Russian forces struck several energy facilities in other regions, causing massive outages. Ukrainian authorities announced temporary power supply limitations countrywide. According to Oleksandr Musienko, director of the Kyiv-based Center of Military Political Studies, by targeting Ukraine's critical infrastructure, Russia aims to divert attention from the developments on the front line and sow panic among Ukrainians. The Russian leadership carries on with its plans and attempts to destroy critical infrastructure facilities, primarily power plants, which may cause serious problems before the start of the heating season. According to the Russian leadership's logic, this is supposed to trigger certain processes of instability and create panic, and consequently the people are supposed to demand surrender on Russian terms. That's not happening, and of course will not happen, said Oleksandr Musienko. The martial law in the temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine, imposed by Russian dictator Putin, has no legal force and is null and void, the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry said in a statement. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba believes that Russia, being in a state of agony, is increasing terror, trying to suppress popular resistance in the occupied territories. But no one and nothing will break Ukraine or hold its partners back from supporting it. President Volodymyr Zelensky described Putin's move as hysterical. Russia has for half a year avoided using the word war and even prosecuted its own people for using it. And now it declares martial law in the occupied territories. Well, I have no other words for this but a fit of hysterics. And this fit will be aggravating with every step closer to Russia's defeat, said Volodymyr Zelensky. National Security and Defense Council Secretary Oleksiy Danilov believes that the main purpose of martial law is to recruit Ukrainians into the Russian army. Another goal is to set conditions for a mass deportation of Ukrainians to Russia's depressive regions, which is supposed to change the demographic composition of the occupied territories. This is a war crime which the United Nations must condemn, and which Russia committed in Crimea in 2014, but remained unpunished, Danilov said. US President Joe Biden said Putin's move demonstrated confusion in the Kremlin. As we have reported, Putin on Wednesday declared martial law in the Moscow-occupied Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson and Zaporizhia regions. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces warns that Russian forces may shell civilians in the Kherson region and reports that the Moscow-installed authorities in the town of Novokakhovka urge its residents to evacuate due to expected Ukrainian shelling. The Washington-based Institute for the Study of War said in its analytical update that Russian occupiers could launch a false flag attack on the Kakhovka hydropower station and accuse the Ukrainian armed forces. Then the Russian forces could use the higher level of water to cover their retreat from the Kherson region. Kremlin propaganda is trying to find some excuses for the impending withdrawal of Russian troops from Kherson. One of such excuses, according to Serhiy Leshchenko, advisor to the Ukrainian president's office head, is that Russia is fighting not Ukrainian soldiers, but foreign mercenaries. Let me quote the Telegram channel of the Russian mill blogger Poddubny. Foreign mercenaries are reported to have arrived in Mykolaiv to back up the Ukrainian military. They are Poles and English-speaking men, and today it became known about the arrival of French mercenaries, unquote. This is how the Kremlin tries to explain to the domestic audience that they are losing not to the Ukrainian army, but to the entire North Atlantic alliance, that Russian soldiers are dying in Ukraine at the hands of NATO forces. It's a lame explanation of their losses. Of course, it's a lie. Foreign mercenaries are not involved in the Ukrainian counteroffensive in the south, said Serhiy Leshchenko. The European Parliament awarded this year's Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought to the people of Ukraine in the person of its president and civil society. European Parliament President Roberta Metsola said that no one deserves this award more than Ukraine. Ukrainians are fighting for what they believe in, defending democracy, freedom of rule and law, risking their lives, Metsola said. The awarding ceremony is expected to take place in Strasbourg on December 14th. The Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought is awarded each year by the European Parliament. The €50,000 prize was set up in 1988 to honor individuals and organizations defending human rights and fundamental freedoms. It is named in honor of Soviet physicist and political dissident Andrei Sakharov.